NX. Chandler, how you doing?
Very tired and agitated.
I'm sorry you're agitated. I understand the being tired. You've been working pretty hard lately. Try and get on home and get you some rest.
Today's job was not a fun job. It was pretty much a disaster zone.
I heard that. Sometimes what you're doing can get dangerous right quick if the people you're trying to direct traffic, if they don't pay attention and behave.
Taking as much as the fact that we already had one flagging crew that was a different flagging company flagging on the same road, and they were too close if we were to set up our zone the way that they wanted us to, our clients, it would have been a standstill. Traffic would barely be moving, and it would be very dangerous.
Your day over and you headed home?
Yeah, this morning for the company, we were going to play on the side of the college today, unfortunately.
Maybe it'll be a better situation tomorrow.
Yeah, Monday might be better. I don't got to work tomorrow, Saturday. Thank God. I'm getting to sleep.
I hope you have a good weekend.
David, hey, I got a question for you. You wouldn't happen to have any DMR radio about the state of
Tennessee? Just come to talk about it. I've got a DMR and a hotspot at the house, and I'm not really using it because the thing's kind of complicated. My wife is going to have to figure out what's going on with the hotspot because I'm not close enough to any repeaters to get in the DMR, you know, that way. But, yeah, it's fun if you can get it to work right.
Do you want the
pay
for it and the hot spot, or is that something that we should discuss off the air?
Discuss it off the air. I don't know if you're supposed to do that kind of stuff over the air. So, yeah, you got my phone number. Just give me a call sometime. I don't think I got my phone with me today. I think I left it at the house.
What kind of radio is this?
EMR is TYT Handy Talkie, and I'm not sure what kind of hotspot it was. I'm pretty sure I got the hotspot off of Amazon. I think it was about $120, and TYT, I think I got it off of Amazon. I think it was about $100.
Okay.
On your general ticket?
Sure, I am. him. I got to look in the mail yesterday. It's probably going to take me a while. I'm going to watch those classes on YouTube from W4DEY and just go home with the manual and see how that goes.
It's a real good idea, and there's places online you can take practice tests, too. I think that might have been the way I did it. You know, got to where I was making, you know, like an 80 or above grade on the practice test, and then that's when I went and took the general and didn't have no trouble with it.
Are you a general now, or are you extra?
A general. I've been a general for a good while. I need to get in there and do the studying and get the extra. I'd like to move on up to extra. I've tried studying for it a couple times, but there's an awful lot of math and calculations and stuff for studying for the extra.
Yeah, you on that. There ain't nothing easy to take. If it was easy, everybody could do it.
Yeah, that's true.
What's up to you here lately, David?
A whole lot. I've been having some back problems, so I've been going to the chiropractor trying to get that straightened out. I heard a couple people asking about you this morning. I forget exactly who it was, but some of the guys that we've talked to in the morning sometime.
I bet they. Yeah, I've been wanting to talk to them too. I just hadn't been on the radio in a while. That QRM guy, man, he has been making me so upset. I decided to take a drink for a little bit.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, I've enjoyed talking to you, but I'm on a little candy talkie here, and I don't know how long the battery's going to last. So you have a good afternoon, a good weekend, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Remember, I missed your call sign, but mine's KA3JCA, Kilo Alpha 3. Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JC. His name here is Richard. Are you looking to get into DMR?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, if you need any help, I'll give you my number and you can call me. I run an Anytone 878, and I run the Bridgecom SkyBridge hotspot, and I love it to death. My wife and my daughter love it also. They're both technicians. And we have it connected to the internet through a LAN cable, and they can get on there, and basically they have full privileges of talking to everybody on UHF, just like you would be at HF on the general band. So right now, I mean, they want to go for their general, but it's just not been conducive for their schedule.
I hear you on that. I have a DMR radio, but I need a hotspot. But if I can get whatever that is from David, I would get it. Now, the PYT MD380, I've been looking at that, and not that it's a bad radio, but I assume that the Allen code, I think it's the Allen code MD5XT, it has a lot better functionality. It does dual VSO, DTMF. It has over 4,000 memory channels. It has built-in GPS, acres. It can do analog and digital modes. I'm kind of just maybe debating on getting rid of my TYT after I prove in it or something. Because I'm not sure I haven't even used it yet, so I have to see.
What you could do, you can keep your TYT MD380 and use that strictly on DMR. So you can program in your UHF frequencies for the hotspot, which is usually a simplex frequency, and then it uses all the talk groups that you program into your hotspot and so forth like that that you have access. Now, around here locally, I don't know. I use the Brandmeister network because there's a different network for the NCPRN and the South Carolina SC Heart. So that they're not really connected to the hotspot that I'm aware of. You'd have to log in to the local repeater, which your hotspot doesn't. Your hotspot is basically your repeater that connects to the network via the internet.
Is a hotspot plugged into a regular wall socket, or I just don't know, because I had no idea when it comes to DMR. I just know that you can do a lot more stuff on DMR than you could on a regular analog radio.
That is true. I broke down and I bought the Anytone 878 because that radio is both digital and analog. And I have UHF and VHF. You can also program the handheld to be 220. However, what it does is when you use the 220 side, instead of the 8 watts or 7 watts that you get on VHF, you only get like 6 watts, and then they're only able to get 1 watt for the 220 side. So that's the only drawback on that particular handheld right now. I have friends that are using the OpenSpot 3 and the OpenSpot 4 and the Bridgecom SkyBridge. So a lot of them work. It's just getting them keyed up or getting them programmed correctly and making sure that you get connected to the Brandmeister server, that you log into Brandmeister and create a username and password, and it follows a certain category or criteria. But like right now, Brandmeister is down today because they're updating all their servers to a version 2 generation of software.
Roger that. Yeah, my 380, I think it's an updated version. It does dual band, but I don't think it has dual VFO. And I've heard that acres and GPS on that radio aren't the greatest. So I was thinking about getting it programmed and then maybe selling it to somebody who might want it to either buy that Allen code or just get any tone DMR.
I don't know much about the Elenco radio. I don't know much about that one. But I will tell you that the Anytone 878 UV2 Plus has APRS, GPS, FM radio, FM, UHF and VHF, digital and analog. It does not have airband, and it also has 220. So it's not a little bad. It's a decent radio. I bought an upgraded antenna. I bought the Nagoya 771. It's a 15-inch, 17-inch type antenna, which is a better receive antenna, a lot longer, and that works a lot better. It also has NOAA weather radio on it, which is great also.
Weather alerts?
They have not set that up yet to do that. I initially tried that myself, and what would happen is the alarms would go off on my radio, but I would still not hear the audio. If you try to set it up right now to do that, you'll basically hear the alarm, but you won't hear the announcement. So then you have to go in and turn the alarms off to actually listen to the announcement. So I just, basically, if I know the weather's getting bad, I go over to the Skywarn and listen to Robert or Billy if they're going to give an updated weather thing. or I'll just turn it on to NOAA and monitor it that way.
Copy that. Those Intercom GZ2 Plus, they go for like $200 to $300, don't they?
I think the last time I saw it was like $320 or something like that. I know if you buy the, from what I last saw, when you buy the SkyBridge and the plug-in pay package with their hotspot, I want to say it's like $814 or something total. But they program it and send it to you. All you have to do is give them your DMR ID. You have to give them your Brandmeister password. They set it all up. So when it comes in and you open the box, you basically plug your hotspot, which is a USB adapter that plugs into a wall outlet, and then you plug it into a LAN cable. Or you can use it wireless if you want, but if you have LAN connectivity, that's a lot better. And I was on the air within 5 minutes.
Hey, John, I'm already looking at buying an ICOM 7100 and I get my general. Hey, John, this hobby is not cheap. Fortunately, though, I already have the Nagoya 771 because I got it when I got my dial thing, which I do not like.
Yeah, just make sure that when you go to put it on the radio, if you get yourself an Anytone, that you've got the right one, because they sell that antenna in a female adapter, and they also sell it in a male adapter. And I want to say the Anytone is SMA male. So, but if you got a pen and paper, I'll give you my phone number, Chandler, and you can write it down and give me a call. We can discuss it.
I'm currently mobile right now, but I'm almost back to the house. Let me get to the house, and then I'll get my phone, and I'll get your contact information. How about that?
Okay. If I'm not here, Chandler, just I'm on the radio pretty much throughout the day, but if you have Shane's number, too, I believe Shane has my phone number, and he can give it to you.
That. Your name is Steve, right?
Negative, it's Richard. Richard, Romeo India Charlie Hotel Alpha Romeo Delta Richard.
Copy that. Thank you, Richard. My apologies.
Well, you drive safe there. I'm going to go get ready here. My wife's almost home. Her and my daughter and mother-in-law went over to Anderson today to go visit the store Books a Million. And I just looked on the map, and they're almost home, so I'm going to go greet them here at the door. 73 Chandler, drive safe, KA3JCA.
73, Richard. Have a good day. Talk to you soon. This is KO4WWZ. I'm on the side for the station just like that with you, sir.
Did you win?
Do you win, KO4WWZ? Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Steve. His name here is Bill. Just heard you and the other gentleman talking, and you're Richard talking. I thought I'd come in and say hello, and I was in and out the room when I was accused on there, but how's it going today?
Well, all right. It's had a pretty rough day. Well, other than that, it hasn't been too terrible.
Sitting around doing nothing, waiting for my wife to get home from work, and I'm sitting here looking out the door, but she won't be home for about another hour or so. About another hour, she won't be home. So, but other than that, I just wanted to get in and say hello to you.
Copy that, and hello to you, sir. It was a pleasure to speak with you. I always appreciate the Q service. Right under Chandler Road. Any and all hands. And I hope you have a fantastic day, sir.
I heard you. All right, well. You have a great one also. This is KB2GUN, name here is Bill, and I'll be talking to you a little later on. Can we step out here for a little bit? 73.
WWZ, listening for any station that would like to have QSA.
KB2GUN. What was your call sign again?
Call sign here is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu. I say again, Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu.
Copy that. Okay, I'm just going to come back and put you down my logbook. All right, 73.
73.